You're listening to My Devotional, the daily devotional from Dr. Michael Youssef and Leading the Way.
The Truth About Matthew 18, Restoring in Love, by Dr. Michael Youssef. To preserve the beauty and unity of God's design for His church, we must follow His instructions, not our feelings or preferences. He gave us His God-breathed Word, useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Much of this language, rebuking, correcting, training, is talking about discipline, a key piece of discipleship. And remember that discipline is not the opposite of love, it is rather a clear act of loving kindness. In Matthew 18, God outlines clear instructions for pursuing healing and restoration when a brother or sister in Christ is stumbling. He said discipline in the body of Christ must begin with private reproof. In other words, the goal is not to embarrass or shame, but to bring someone to the light, to expose, to convict, to convince a believer of truth. This kind of exposure must come not with pride, but with gentleness. As Paul instructed, "Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently, but watch yourself, or you also may be tempted." The burden of discipline initially falls on the offended believer. It's our duty to go to our brother or sister and point out their fault humbly with love in a private meeting. It's not the responsibility of the pastor or the gossip chain. Yet, how often we avoid the hard parts of God's instructions. We prefer to avoid confrontation. We whisper. We hope they hear it through the grapevine. But Jesus instructed us to go to our brother or sister one-on-one. This kind of biblical confrontation is not about being right. It's about restoring and seeing your fellow believer healed. So before we confront the offender, we must ask ourselves, am I honoring God in my purpose? Am I helping this person grow, or am I just venting my offense? Pray before you speak. Pray as you speak. And remember your own faults. Remember how you have been corrected and how you would want to be corrected. The goal is not to crush a soul, but to stir repentance. And when they listen, you have won them. That's the joy of obedience. That's the fruit of private love. But it all begins with the courage to speak truth in love. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for providing clear instructions for dealing with sin and healing relationships between believers and also with you. Help us to be humble, both to hear and to respond to those that we've offended and to approach those who have offended us. May we bring you honor as we submit to one another in love. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
If today's devotional encouraged you, we'd love to hear about it. Leave a review and share this episode with a friend who needs to hear it. My Devotional is a ministry of Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef. To learn more, visit ltw.org today.